In this holiday season, most of us were trying to find good deals when selecting gifts for our friends and loved ones. And online shopping has become increasingly popular due to its convenience. An experienced online shopper will also tell you that by going online, you can get better deals, discounts, and coupons for gift and travel. One thing to keep in mind is that while deals could indeed be better, if something sounds too good to be true, it is in fact most likely not true. Recently, the internet security firm McAfee released a list of most common shopping scams that people should be aware of, especially at this time of the year. McAfee echoes the Federal Trade Commission's suggested precautions that are designed to avoid deceptive consumer practices. For instance, an iPad was a hot item this year, and there were iPads offered through various websites even before they went on sale. The most recent one involved ads on the social networking site Facebook that claimed that there were a certain number of iPads to be given out. According to the Better Business Bureau, a typical offer would require you to provide an email address and password. You would then be prompted to sign up for a cell phone subscription service or provide your credit card number. This would result in fraudulent charges on your credit card, no iPad would ever be sent, and you would have to call in to report a stolen credit card. Then there are the fake holiday rentals and help me, I've been robbed scams. Both of them rely on the fact that people travel more during this period and are too busy to pay attention. For the fake rental scam, cyber crooks expect consumers to shop online for affordable holiday rentals. They then post fake holiday rental websites that ask for down payments on properties by credit card or wire transfer. The Help Me, I've Been Robbed scam involves a hacker sending out distressed messages to family and friends requesting that money be wired or transferred to an account so that he or she, posing as you, could get home in time for the holidays. This one is a little rarer, as it requires the hacker to crack the password to your email account. The hacker then contacts everyone on your contacts list with the message. Beware that the hacker usually changes the password, so you will not be able to access your own email account and contact everyone to let them know that you've been cheated. An email services provider like Gmail has high security standards. Once the password has been changed by a hacker, the high security standards actually work to your disadvantage because it takes a lot of phone calls to prove to Google that you are, in fact, the genuine Gmail account holder. How about catching and prosecuting these thieves? Despite the prevalence of these scams, there have not been any prosecutions for them since 2006. Most customers simply report their credit cards as stolen and get reimbursed by their bank for the charges that they did not make. In other words, the banks absorb many of the costs arising from these fraudulent charges and, in the course of doing business, pass it on to all of us. So in the end, don't fall for coupons that are from anyone but an authorized seller. And if you're going to rent a vacation home next year, make sure you find a renter who's well-established and verifiable. Happy holidays. I'm Jay Kaysen.